Blog Talk Radio.
Mardi Gras, put your hands together. Got joy in my soul. God is in control. I got Satan on my trail, but I'm singing all is well. He's attacking every day, but I'm watching while I pray. No matter the attack, I won't turn back. This means war.
Praise the Lord, praise ye the Lord. Yes, you are now once again tuned into Are You a Liability or an Asset to the Kingdom of God Internet Radio Show. I am your host, Brother James Brown Jr. And yes, tonight is Saturday night, November the 27th, 2021. Yes, we always open up with prayer. We're going to do the same thing on tonight, because we do serve an awesome God who can hear and answer all of our prayers at the same time. What a mighty awesome God we serve. Please pray with me. Heavenly Father, it's in the name of Jesus, your Son, we come once again on tonight, your children, touching and agreeing and on one accord that you are God alone and you are worthy of our praise. We know without a doubt that there is none like you in all the earth. You are our Heavenly Father. You are the Creator. You are our everything, Heavenly Father. We just love you on tonight. We bless your name. We come now in the name of Jesus, asking that you will forgive us of all of our sins and our transgressions on tonight, starting with myself, my entire family, Pastor Norman King and his entire family, every saved believer all over the land, because you have people everywhere, Heavenly Father. Your word lets us know that all have sinned and come short of your glory. So that's why we are so grateful for your Son, Jesus the Christ, our risen Lord and Savior and soon coming King, that is through him we're saving foremost in his name. And then we are also forgiven of our sins and transgressions in his name. So forgive us once again on tonight in the name of Jesus, so that our work for you on earth individually and as a corporate body of believers will not be in vain, that you will get the glory through each one of us is our prayer in the name of Jesus. We come now, Heavenly Father, continue to lift up all those that have agreed on tonight. I especially lift up my brother in Christ, my friend, my brother, and his daughters, Pastor Kenneth E. Harris and his daughters, and that entire Harris family. Heavenly Father, they are still mourning the homegoing of his wife, First Lady of the Bible Tabernacle Baptist Church. We pray, Lord, and ask that you will continue to lift up that family, continue to encourage them, Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus. Continue to let them feel your peace, your joy, your strength, your power, not only for that family, Heavenly Father, but all those that have lost loved ones for whatever reasons all over the land. Let them feel your peace, your joy, your strength, your power, even in the hour of bereavement. Let them remember and know that earth has no sorrow, that heaven cannot heal, in the name of Jesus. So we continue to let Pastor Kenneth E. Harris, his daughters and his wife, as she has made her home going, her transition over a year ago, Sister Ruthie Harris of Detroit Bible Tabernacle Church, that family and the church family, we continue to lift them up in prayer to you, Heavenly Father. We continue to lift up Minister Tuan Eppinger in the loss of his grandmother who made her heavenly transition on last week. We continue to lift him up and his entire family, and all those that have lost loved ones, all those that are sick and afflicted all over the land. Thank you for allowing our first cousin, Mary Ann, to make it home. Thank you from the hospital, Heavenly Father. Continue to heal and strengthen her body. My sister, Gertha Dean, and her situation, Heavenly Father, you know all about that situation, what's going on with her body. And everyone in our family, Heavenly Father, our Uncle Malachi, Aunt May, Aunt Eola, Uncle Ken, all of our relatives from the oldest to the youngest, on all sides of our families, even our enemies, Heavenly Father, have mercy, Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus. Continue to be moved by your spirit. Let your will be done in each of their lives, that you will alone get the glory in the name of Jesus. We thank you for this worldwide ministry and platform. We don't take it lightly or for granted. We thank you for every listener that faithfully tunes in. So we ask that you will continue to bless them. Continue to bless this worldwide platform and ministry, and everyone that shared the good news of Jesus Christ, sharing your word, Heavenly Father, over this worldwide platform, continue to bless them as well, their families and the works of their hands and the ministries that you have placed them in, that you will continue to be glorified through each one of them. So we come now, Heavenly Father, thanking you for your grace and your mercy to each one of us. We don't deserve it, but we thank you for it in the name of Jesus. We thank you that we are victorious through Jesus Christ. And we are joint heirs with Jesus Christ, our risen Lord and Savior, and soon coming King. We thank you, Heavenly Father. So we ask now, Lord, that you move by your Spirit through your man of God on tonight, Pastor Norman King, that your word will be received on tonight. Should there be any listeners that's tuned in for the first time, dialed in, or however they are listening to this word of ministry and platform on tonight, should there be anyone that's not saved in Jesus' name, even those that have requested prayer over the Facebook and our Facebook family chat lines, Messenger, and all those that we communicate with, even on Facebook and social media, that are requesting prayer. You know each situation, Heavenly Father. We don't have to send you there because you're already there. So meet the needs, Heavenly Father, that they will come out of each situation, whether it's a health condition, financial problem, spiritual, mental, whatever the case may be, that you have intervened and they have come out victorious. And they will not be ashamed to be a witness and let the world know that it's you who have stepped in and delivered them and set them free. And now they have the victory. And they will be a witness and not be ashamed to be a witness and let the world know that it's you who have done this great thing. That you will get the glory. It's our prayer in the name of Jesus. So now, Lord, we pray that you will help us to decrease on tonight so that you may increase in each one of us. That you alone will get the glory. It's in the name of Jesus we pray. Amen. Well, on tonight, for those of you that have dialed in, those of you who have come through on social media, however you are listening in on tonight, after Pastor Norman King, my first cousin from Greensboro, North Carolina, he is the pastor of the Victory of Outreach Ministries, again, located in Greensboro, North Carolina, will be delivering God's word again on tonight. We thank God for him. We thank God for what he has done in his life. We know that what the enemy meant for evil, God turned it around and making it for our good, made it for our cousin, Pastor Norman King's good. But he is back with us now on the line on tonight, getting ready to share another word from the Lord. So we thank God for Pastor Norman King. We thank God for him being a blessing to this worldwide ministry that we was able to purchase a brand new laptop. And I just want the world to know that he didn't have to do that, but because of the person that he is and the kindness of his heart, he suffered to be a financial blessing to this worldwide ministry. So that's why we were able to purchase this new laptop, and thank God for it. Now we are able to be back on the line being about our Heavenly Father's business, so that we will continue to give him glory, honor, and praise as he continues to use each one of us. So right now we're getting ready to go to our music break right now, and then we're going to come back. We're going to yield the mic to Pastor Norman King. But our spiritual food for thought on tonight comes to us saying, we as Christians, we should thank God every day for being a promise keeper. And I am a witness, and I know that I'm not the only one that feels this way. The spiritual food for thought lets us know, and reminds every Christian, we, you and I, we should thank God every day for being a promise keeper. He's not like man. He's still watching over his word to perform it in the lives of his people, even on tonight. So we give him the glory, honor, and praise for who he is. So we want the listeners to know that I do welcome all comments and feedback from all listeners. You can always email me at all lowercase, James_Brown1558@yahoo.com or on Facebook. So I pray that you have your Bibles, your pens, and paper ready to follow along with none other than my first cousin, Pastor Norman King. After the music break, he's going to come back, and we're going to yield the mic to him to deliver another word from the Lord. Enjoy the music break. Praise the Lord on tonight. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Aren't you grateful on tonight that Jesus Christ thought that your life and my life was worth saving, that he came down, he sacrificed his own life for you and for me, that we could be redeemed back to our Heavenly Father and our Creator. Thank you, Jesus. And thank you that the blood of Jesus still works and it would never lose its power. So right before we bring back on tonight, Pastor Norman King, who's standing by so patiently, I want to give a shout-out to my bishop and pastor and say happy 16th church anniversary to the Greatest Shield of Faith Baptist Church, where none other than my pastor and shepherd is Bishop James A. Jennings and the Greatest Shield of Faith Church family came out of St. James Baptist Church. So it's combined more than three different ministries up under one. So different ones have different anniversary dates, but we are all kingdom children of God, kingdom citizens, doers of God's word. So we just thank God for being brothers and sisters in Christ, serving on this battlefield, being about our Heavenly Father's business. So right now we are ready to receive Pastor Norman King. Again, I pray that you have your Bibles, your pens and paper ready to follow along. Pastor Norman King, I now yield the mic to you.
Well, to God be the glory. You hear me okay? Can you hear me okay? Cousin James, can you hear me okay?
Yes, I can.
Okay, praise the Lord. To God be the glory. You know, I have to, what I want to do is that I want to pray, and after I pray, I want to testify, because that's where I got to go tonight. Let us pray. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, who is my Lord and my Savior, my Redeemer, I love you, and I'm so humbly grateful for your abiding presence in my life. I thank you for all what you have done, what you are doing, and what you are going to do. I thank you, you know, for the privilege and honor that I have been graced and granted to be able on this show again since July. As my cousin said earlier, it's what the devil meant for evil, God turned around to good. And I want to say thank you, and I'm humbly grateful for this opportunity tonight. And I should thank you, and I ask that I may humble myself, and I may decrease, that he's increased, and speak through me, Lord. And I ask thee blessing tonight in the name of Jesus Christ, my Lord and Savior. Amen, amen, and amen. You know,
amen.
No test, no testimony.
That's right.
And I've been kept.
Yes, sir.
Been kept. And during the time that I was out of work for 3.5 months, and you know, the Bible says, never will my righteous be forsaken or my seed begging for bread. You know, and I'm a tither. I pay my tithes and I pay my offering. And with that being said, and I trust God. I believe God. He said, if I don't open up the windows of heaven and pour out you a blessing, come on, somebody. Amen. I mean, there
that
was a few times it was close, but I had a peace, y'all. Even during the time I was in the hospital during the COVID pneumonia, there was a peace. You know, I preached and taught this for years, but now I really was experiencing it. Amen. In a level I never thought I would. Amen. That I had a peace of God that surpassed all understanding. But see, our mind must be stayed on Him. Amen.
Yes.
And I tell you, I'm so grateful. And for me, life will never be the same again.
I know. That's
never,
right.
It's not even possible, y'all. It's not even possible for my life to be like it was before. I'm not taking anything from my life previously, but it's because what God has protected me, and he has guided me and brought me through it. And many people that I met, you know, angels, guardian angels, you know, the Bible says that we entertain them as unawares, amen. But I thank God for my experience. I really do, y'all. That's what led me, by the Holy Spirit led me to speak on what I'm going to speak about tonight, amen. And I'm going to go ahead and get started, amen. And we're coming from 1 Thessalonians, the 5th chapter, and the 18th verse. I'm going to read it to you in the Amplified. 1 Thessalonians 5:18. This is what it says in the Amplified Bible. It says, in every situation, no matter what the circumstances, thankful and continually give thanks to God. For this is the will of God for you in Christ Jesus. And my topic tonight is going to be thank God for Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
Amen. We need to hear that. Amen. Not just hear it, believe it. You definitely believe it, but we need to hear Jesus' name spoken more. You know, because you know, you can speak God's name, and you know, but there's a lot of gods that we know as Christians that our God is the God. And come on, somebody, huh? The big G God. But it's something about that name, Jesus.
Jesus.
That name, Jesus, it double-edged sword. It's the word. It cuts. Come on, y'all. Huh? Look. You can speak God, but because we live in a world that people so used to hearing God, amen, and God this, and God this, and God this, and God that, but you say that name, Jesus.
Yes.
When you say that name, so I wanted this tonight, amen, my first time on the air since July, by God's grace and his mercy, amen. I want to just talk about how we ought to thank God for Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
Now, It takes great wisdom to shepherd God's people well. Great wisdom. Come on now, huh? And see, Paul, here, what lies here is that he's being aware of different seasons in which people live. And we got to be aware that people live in different seasons. Amen.
Yeah.
Now, so back to verse 18. It says, in every, you don't hear the song say 99.9 won't do. Come on now. In every situation, no matter what the circumstances. And my song at the end, I'm going to play, you know, it's a down-home song, come on now, by Willie Banks. And it's to some of us, you know, and some of us sometimes need to be reminded, who's in control?
That's
who's
right.
In charge? Who's in charge? Amen. So Paul said, in every situation, no matter what the circumstances, be thankful. And continually give thanks to God. Now, I know sometimes folks get tired of hearing it. So, and, come on now. See, some of you, in there, yeah, see, okay, all right. And then it says, for this is the will of God, for you and me in Christ Jesus. It's the will of God that we be thankful and continue to give thanks to God, for this is the will of God.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes,
it's the, I'm going to say it again. This is the will of God. And verse 19 says, do not quench, subdue, or be unresponsive to the working and guidance of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Don't quench it. You better quit.
Right.
Especially you around the age I am and older. Come on, you know, we come up, them old folk told you, huh? Well, you want to hear it or not. They'll let you know about some Jesus, y'all. Come on, huh? They'll tell you.
Sure.
And so what it says, do not quench, subdue, or be unresponsive to, hear me now, to the working and guidance of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Other words, I'm going to go back to verse 18. In every situation, no matter what the circumstances, huh?
Yeah.
I told somebody today, I said that, I told a young man today, I said, you know what? I used to hear people talking about they had a situation in life and to the point they couldn't pray. And I said, I thought they was crazy back then until I lost my mama. Come on, somebody. Come on. And when I lost my mama, y'all, remember when Jesus told Peter that he was going to deny him, and on the third time the rooster going to crow? That's what happened to me when I didn't pray, when I couldn't pray. After my mama died, and, you know, in my family, I'm the spiritual leader. Amen. There's a lot that pulls from me. That's why I got to make sure I stay in the Lord. Come on, somebody. I got to stay in his word. Amen, because so much is expected. Come on. Too much is given. Much is what? Required. Come on, huh?
That's right.
So, you know, when that happened to me, I was like, wow. Here all these, years, I thought these folk were crazy when I heard them say it until it hit home when I lost my mama. And I got to the point I was so grievously vexed, I couldn't even pray. But I thank God for my testimony, y'all. Because in my stay in the hospital, God sent people across my path, amen, from the person cleaning up the room to the doctor. But I got a word for you tonight, though, because I want to talk about this, amen. I want to talk about this tonight for Jesus, amen.
That's
because
right.
We need to thank God for Jesus. For what? For God so loved the world, he did something. Come on, y'all. You know, sometimes folks talk a good talk. Come on, y'all. But God didn't talk a good talk. Come on, somebody, huh? For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever shall believe in him shall not perish, but will have everlasting life. So I want to teach you a little bit tonight because, I got to preaching proclaims and teaching explains. So I want to take a little time out tonight to make a few exhortations, amen? And the first one is rejoice, amen? Because, see, we got a behavior that must be pleasing toward God. Come on, y'all. So in our behavior, then please to God, I want to talk about some exhortation tonight. Amen. Now, rejoice always. See, we're in the Word now. I'm going to cover scriptures from 15 to 22nd, 22, but I want to talk about a few things. Amen. Rejoice always. Rejoice evermore. God has saved us.
Yeah.
And he looks after and cares for us. Do I got a witness? Come on now.
Yes, sir.
Come on, huh?
Thank you.
If we love God, God promised that he will take all of our circumstances. Come on, y'all. That all the circumstances that attacks us and works them out for what? For good.
That's
now,
right.
I'm in this hospital. And, you know, you got critics, but don't worry about your critics. See, if you're in the Word, come on now. Look, they talked about Jesus, called him all kinds of names, amen. So that's not important to us. We got to be like the eagle. We got to get above and soar, amen. So don't worry about what folks say, because I'm going to say again, we got to have the right behavior toward God. We got to rejoice high often, always, amen. I'm going to say again, God saves us, and he looks after us, and he cares for us. If you love God, remember this. If you love God, God promises, he promised y'all that he will take all the circumstances that attack us and work them out, what? For good. And that's where we got Romans 8:28. Amen? And on top of that, he has given us what? Eternal life. Amen. I know sometimes that right there get tossed so quick sometimes that people don't really talk about it, study it, to dissect it, but that will come at another time. Amen. But he gives us what? Eternal life. See, the believer, me and you, who knows and keeps his mind upon the glorious facts, can do nothing but rejoice. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
We should be able to rejoice because of what God and what he said he's going to do. Come on, somebody. Amen. Now, in Luke 10:20 says, notwithstanding in this, rejoice not, that the spirits are subject unto you, but rather rejoice. See, this is a shift, y'all. Don't worry about the first half, but it says, but rather rejoice because your names are written in heaven. That's you can just rejoice off that right there. That your name, my name, is written in heaven. Amen.
Yeah. Thank you, Jesus.
I'm talking about rejoicing now. Philippians 4:4 says, "Rejoice in the Lord always." And again, I say, rejoice. See, we need some encouragers. Come on, somebody, man. We need someone to be encouragers. Amen. Instead of dealing with the flesh, what's that? John 4:23 say. Okay, it sets up verse 4:24. Amen. 23 is talking about true worshiper. We gotta be a true worshiper because God is spirit. They that worship him must worship him in spirit and truth. But see, 23 talks about true worshiper. So I'm asking you a question tonight: are you a true worshiper? Well, if you are, then you should rejoice.
That's right.
Amen. Always, always. Time my days are not sunshine, all right? Understand that, amen? Greater is he who's in you than is he of the world. So even though you may be down, God will send somebody. Well, old folks said it this way. He got a ram in the bush. Come on now.
I'm
telling you. Look here. Psalms 5:11. I'm still talking about rejoicing, y'all. But let all those that put their trust in thee rejoice. See, I'm speaking to somebody. Somebody tonight need to hear this word. Amen? Let me start over again before I keep on reading. But let all those that put their trust in thee rejoice. Let them ever shout for joy, because thou defendest them. Let them also that love thy name be joyful in thee. That's Psalms 5:11. Amen. I'm just trying to encourage somebody tonight. Amen. Be glad in the Lord and rejoice. Here we go again. See, I'm going to pound this thing home, y'all, because this is a needed word. Amen. Be glad. Yeah. This is Psalm 32:11. Psalm 32:11 says, be glad in the Lord and rejoice, ye righteous, and shout for joy, all ye that are upright in heart. See, some of us sometimes, amen, we get stricken by circumstance, amen. And yeah. I want you to hear this word tonight, because you need to be stirred up, amen. You know, I'm a country boy, amen. Come on now. Born in Alabama. Come on, rural Alabama, huh? And it's something about eating them collard greens. See, I got to go there, James, huh? Amen. It's something about taking some collard greens and putting some cornbread and mix the thing up so good, huh? I'm trying to say something, y'all, huh? So that's how we got to take the word of God. You got to take the word of God, huh? And just mix it up and just marinate it with your, see, put your hand, put everything in it. I'm trying to but God done brought me through. I can't be. Come on, huh? I can't be. Rejoice. Be glad in the Lord. Amen.
See? Yes, sir.
Okay. My point, too, is we talked about rejoice always. Let's talk a little bit about prayer, y'all. How often should you pray? Always. The Bible says do it without ceasing. Without ceasing. Amen.
That's the word.
Let me speak about prayer for a second here. Prayer is God's ordained way for man to receive things from him. I'm going to say it again. Prayer is God's ordained way for man to receive things from him. And prayer will do something, y'all, if you're sincere and true with it. Prayer moves, acts.
Yeah.
Amen? God. See, it does something to God, y'all. Amen? So let me back up. God moves. And acts, and what he responds to prayer. Amen?
Yes,
I'm trying to say something, y'all. Because prayer stirs fellowship and communion with God and brings about a greater knowledge and understanding of God, because it's about relationship. Amen? Is that
right,
y'all?
Yes, sir.
It causes a person to learn more and more about God and stirs more and more trust. Come on now. As well as fellowship, praise of God. When I was in the hospital, I was in there for COVID pneumonia. So I experienced the first line workers in utmost respect for them. I had one of the nurses tell me, she said, I've not lost a patient. See, she was put in there by God, y'all. I got to testify, huh? She told me, she said, I've not lost a patient, and I'm not going to lose you. She said that because God gave her the time and space to speak it in a time I, Norman D. King, needed to hear that. And I looked at her. You know why I looked at her, y'all? I looked at her in a certain way because I know that was God. Oh, good, hallelujah. I knew that was God appointing her to the room. And I had a bag, a drip bag that had to be for 6 days. She said, don't nobody. She told them in there, no one touched this bag but me. Now, she was encouraging me at a time I need to be encouraged. And tonight I'm trying to encourage somebody that needs to what? Be encouraged. See, prayer stirs and calls every good thing imaginable between God and man. Come on, somebody. Amen. This is the reason God destined prayer. I'm going to say again, y'all. This is the reason God destined prayer as the primary way man is to communicate with him. The devil is a liar. Come on, y'all. Try to get you in there to get you so frustrated. Come on, somebody. So stressed out. Amen. Talk about your problems and listen to everybody's problems. But yet, instead of saying, let's pray. Don't say pray later. Let's pray right now. Come on, y'all. Tell people let's pray right now. Right now. We say right now. Come on, y'all. Amen. Therefore, pray what? Without ceasing. Amen. Continue and preserve in prayer. What? In your daily worship and quiet times as you walk throughout the day. One of the things that the Holy Spirit is leading me to do since I come out of this last experience is that I'm not calling myself no writer, but I know it says write the vision, make it plain. Come on now, huh? And that's why every day, that's what I do now. I write dates and times and very highlighted things that goes on in my day. Now, I never thought about it before until my last experience, y'all. I'm trying to say something. God ain't through me. That's why he kept me back here. He said, ain't through. Ask, and it shall be given you. Seek, and you shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened unto you. That's Matthew 7:7. Come on, y'all. And Matthew 26:41 says, watch and pray. See, don't just watch. Don't just pray. It says, watch and pray, that ye enter not into what? Temptation. Spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is what? It's weak. Amen? Here we go, y'all. I'm going to talk about a third point. A third point is give thanks in all things. Number one, we talked about rejoice always, evermore. Rejoice. We talked about pray always without season. Now we'll talk a little bit about give thanks in all things. Amen. Now, how can we thank God for terrible trials such as accidents and death and sin? We don't. This is not what Scripture means. That's why we need teachers, y'all, to be able to explain. Amen. What God means is to thank him for his presence. Come on, church.
Yeah.
You thank God for his presence. Don't thank God for that situation. Thank him for what? His presence. Amen. And power as we walk through such trials.
Yeah.
Amen. Well, in Christ Jesus, there is victory. Can you witness? There is victory and triumph over all, no matter how terrible. Therefore, in everything, not for everything, come on, you church, as we walk through all, thank God for the victory. Amen?
Yes. Amen.
He has given us everything through who? Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Amen? Because, look, and then it tells us why. Because this is the will of God in Christ. See, it can't be just the will of God. See, we New Testament saints, everything is to go through Jesus Christ. He's our mediator, amen? So this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning who? You and me. Amen? What is the will? That's a good question, y'all. A good question is, what is the will of God? Well, let me talk about three exhortations. Is that we rejoice evermore. That's the will of God. Is that we pray without ceasing. That's the will of God.
Yeah.
Is that we give thanks, what, in everything. That's the will of God. Amen? Ephesians 5:20 says, giving thanks always for all things unto God and the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Back to that name again, y'all. The name of Jesus. And I like how, what we got here? I like how Philippians 4:6 says. It says, be careful for nothing. Come on, church. Come on. Come on now. Be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication. Mm-hmm. With what? With thanksgiving.
Yeah.
Let your request be made known unto God.
Man,
amen. There is a order, y'all. There is a divine order. And it says in Colossians 3:17, and whatsoever you do in word or deed, do all, in, here we go again, y'all, in the name of the Lord Jesus. Here we go again. I ain't through yet. I got some more, y'all. Giving thanks to God and the Father by him. Amen. And our key verse for tonight, 1 Thessalonians 5:18 says, in everything give thanks. Here we go, y'all. For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning what? You. Amen. Point four, do not suppress the spirit. We talked about it in the opening, amen, so I'm going to reemphasize this. Amen. Do not suppress the spirit, meaning do not quench the spirit. Some of us is quenching the spirit, and that's the reason why the power of God is not working through us the way God ordained it to. So is this word for you? Receive it tonight. Do not suppress the spirit. Other word, do not quench the spirit. Amen. Is it all right,
amen,
church? Now, I thank God for this time that he's given me. Amen. I thank God for the time he's given me, and I feel like God has spoken what he wants to speak to me tonight. So I'm going to end it right there. I thank God for the opportunity. And like our opening says, thank God for Jesus. Let's thank God for Jesus. Amen. Just take some time out and kind of slow our roll. Amen. Just slow it down, calm it down, you know, and just think on the things. You know, this is a point of time and for a point of word that the Spirit of God gave me to speak tonight. So I pray that you have received this word. Don't let it go and collect dust. This is the on-time word for somebody. Somebody has been set free by this word because there are some things that the Holy Spirit spoke through me that you've not been doing that you know you're supposed to do. So let's go ahead and repent. Do the 180 degree. Get yourself back right with God. Amen. Amen. Because he's about reconciliation. He's to be reconciled back to God. So this word is for you tonight. Receive this word. Amen. Let us pray.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus Christ, we thank you, Lord, for everything that has been said and done throughout this night. I'm so grateful. I'm humbly grateful for your presence in my life. I thank you for giving me an opportunity to get back on this show tonight in the name of Jesus in a humble way as I am. I give you honor. I give you praise. I thank you. I pray my cousin's strength, that he continues to rely and depend on you, Father, as you have worked such in a mighty way through him, and you're still doing it. And I thank you for all those listeners. I thank God for my brother who I talked to not too long ago at one of my stops, and I pray that he listened in because I want him to know that he's an encouragement to me. I know he says I encourage him, but I want him to know on his worldwide platform that he is an encouragement to me as well. And I look forward to seeing him. I'm like a little kid. I just can't wait to see him when I see him. Anyway, I give God a praise, honor, and glory, and pray for those who may be going through whatever they're going through. But just thank God for Jesus. Get into train your spirit in the name of Jesus to thank God for Jesus. And I ask thee, bless tonight in the name of Jesus Christ, my Lord and Savior. Bless with him, my Lord. Say amen. Amen and amen. So we're going to get this song ready tonight. So I'm going to go ahead and play this song. And this song is coming from Willie Banks and the Messengers. And this is a song that's been in my heart for a while now. So here it comes right now. It's old school now. Thank you. Go ahead. Go ahead.
God is building time.
Amen. And before I turn this back to you, Cousin James, that song is personal to me. It's personal.
Yes.
And I'm here tonight. God sent me here tonight on this world wide web to let someone know or remind someone, amen, whatever category you fit, receive this. God is in control. God is in charge.
Yes,
amen. And the things the Spirit of God had me to speak about tonight, embrace it. Let it be a daily ritual for you, amen. Go back to 1 Thessalonians, the 5th chapter. Go over the whole chapter, but deal with these things, amen. If you listen tonight, amen, the things the Spirit of God spoke through me, embrace it, amen. Receive it, exercise it, execute it, amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, my Lord and Savior, Cousin James, it's back in your hands, brother.
Amen. That's one of them kind of words that is kind of hard to let go of. Yeah, because there's so much to that word, and he's been going all kind of directions with that word on tonight. So I totally agree with Pastor Norman King, my first cousin. I thank God for this message title on tonight. And we ought to be thanking God for Jesus. And just as I said on Thursday night show, even though man has been designated one night, one day for Thanksgiving, they designated one day out of the whole year that they said we're going to set aside and thank God and give God thanks, glory, honor, and praise. But don't you know that every day is a day of Thanksgiving? If you are one day old, if you are 101 years old, and you have been given this precious gift called life through God, from God our Creator, don't you know that this is a precious gift from God? So we ought to be thanking God every day for who God is. We ought to be thanking him for his son, Jesus Christ, that great sacrifice that Jesus Christ, our risen Lord and Savior, made himself. He didn't have to do it. But because he loved God so much, the Father, and he loved mankind so much, that he knew that we could not pay our own sin debt on the cross. And that's why I'm so grateful on tonight. And you, my sisters and brothers, we're all grateful on tonight for the gift of God, his greatest son, Jesus Christ, who was, he demonstrated his love toward mankind. That while we were yet sinners, he died for you and for me. Even to those that are listening on tonight who have not opened your own mouth to confess the Lord Jesus Christ. After hearing this word, just like Pastor Norman King said, and the word of God says also, we double confirming what God's word says, that his word will not go out void. He's going to accomplish everything that God sets out for it to do. So way before the foundation of the world, God knew who was going to be listening to Pastor Norman King on tonight, Saturday night, November 27, 2021. Yes, God knew way back then who was going to be listening. So that's why we are thankful for this worldwide platform, this worldwide ministry, and we don't take it lightly that it's, this is of the Lord's doing, and it is marvelous. And we are just the instruments, the servants and the ambassadors, the vessels that he has chosen to use to spread the good news of Jesus Christ. He did not force it on us. We willingly accepted our role and our responsibility as a servant of the Most High God to do our part and share the good news of Jesus Christ. So that's why, as the Spirit of Food with all said to us on tonight, we as Christians, we should thank God every day because God is our promise keeper. He has no respect to a person. He's still watching over his word to perform it in the lives of his people, that he alone get the glory. So once again, we thank Pastor Norman King for being a vessel that God is using in these last enabled days for delivering this much-needed word of God for such a time as this on tonight. We thank God for being a healer. We thank God for still watching over cousin Pastor Norman King. He's still watching over you because we know you had a fight on your hand when you were dealing with that COVID virus, not only you but others that are brothers and sisters in Christ that have the Lord has delivered and set free, and they are now back on their post being about kingdom building, as God has directed and led you to do even on tonight over this worldwide platform. We thank God for you, for keeping the faith, your hope and trust in God, our keeper, our healer, our bomb in Gilead, our everything. Thank God for Jesus. Yes, that's a powerful word on tonight. Every believer, we ought to always be giving God thanks for Jesus Christ. Thank God for Jesus, the finished work on the cross. And because he had the victory, we too now have the victory through Christ Jesus. And thank God that he's now sitting at the right hand of God making intercessions for the saints of God. So right now we thank God for this worldwide ministry and platform. We thank God for everyone that has dialed in on tonight. We have new listeners that dialed in for the first time from Greensboro, North Carolina, have dialed in on tonight. We want to thank God for you. Continue to tune in to this worldwide ministry and platform. And remember that all these ministries and broadcasts and as the word of God goes forth over this worldwide platform for now 8.5 years now, they're all kept in archives. And thank God that you can always go back to every show and pull up any show and listen to any guests that have delivered God's word over this worldwide platform, that have shared testimonies, powerful songs and prayers over this worldwide platform. It's amazing how God works and how he put his people together, even on social media, through social media, how I meet men and women of God that have come forth over this worldwide platform delivering the good news of Jesus Christ. So that's why we don't take it lightly or for granted. And that's why we always urge you to get your Bibles, get your pens and paper ready to follow along with whoever is delivering God's word. Because he said his word, he said, my people perish because of their lack of knowledge. So we don't want anyone to ever think that we're making up things as we go. So as you come forth and share over this worldwide platform, share the good news with your friends and neighbors and friends. And then together the website to this worldwide platform, Blog Talk Radio, B-L-O-G, all lowercase, blogtalkradio.com/servants/ambassador/vessels. That's what we are as the believers in the bodies of Jesus Christ, those of us that are faithful, committed doers of God's word, and not just hearers only. We are servants. We are vessels of the Most High God. So we thank God for this worldwide platform. We thank God for you, the listeners. We don't take you lightly. we pray for you, and I'm asking that you will continue to lift me up in prayer. And everyone that comes over this worldwide platform delivering God's word, sharing the good news of Jesus Christ, we need each other. That's why we are told that we are to encourage one another in God's word, not with our feelings or opinions, but according to God's word. What do God's word say about whatever situation you're facing, whatever situation you're dealing with, whatever situation your friends on Facebook are requiring you to pray on their behalf, stand in the gap and pray for them? That's what we are to do. We are to be interceders, encouraging one another in God's word. We are to be praying, standing in the gap for those that don't know how to get a prayer through, or those that are struggling and are having a hard time getting a prayer through. So we thank God that we, sisters and brothers, we are to be about our Heavenly Father's business. We want to be assets to the kingdom of God. We don't want to ever become a liability to the kingdom of God. So we thank God for you once again tonight. Pastor Norman King, we are praying for you that God is still strengthening your body. Thank God for him delivering and setting our cousin, your sister Mary Ann, our first cousin, your sister. Thank God for her going through what she had to go through at the hospital before they can run the test and find out what's going on with her, because we do know that God is a healer, not only for our cousin Mary Ann, but and my sister's Dirk, my sister Janice, and my sister Jeanette and Danetta, and everyone in our family that and have issues that they're going through, cousin, all of our cousins, uncles, and aunts, that and my brothers and sisters in Christ, that we're all going through something. So that's why it's so important that we continue to hold our hand to the gospel plow and continue to be faithful doers of God's word. As we continue to hear God's word, that we continue to be strengthened and built up and rooted and grounded in the word of God, so that we can continue to run this Christian race until the end, so we can see what the end is going to be, and we will hear our Heavenly Father say unto us when we have finished our fight and we finish the course. We want to hear God say unto us, "Well done, thy good and faithful servant. Enter thou into the joys of the Lord." That's what I want to hear. Don't you want to hear those words from the Lord when you stand before God in the day of judgment? You don't want to hear him say unto you, "Depart from me, you workers of iniquity. I never knew you." Those are not the words that I want to hear. That's why it's so important that we stay in God's word. We know God's word, and that way, when we know God's word, we can do God's word according to the will of God, that he alone will get the glory, honor, and praise out of each one of our lives. So thank God for you, the listeners. We're going to close out in prayer as we always do. I'm asking all listeners if you will continue to pray for me in this robot platform. Heavenly Father, it's in the name of Jesus we come once again, giving you glory, honor, and praise for who you are. We bless your name even on tonight because you are worthy to be praised, no matter what it looks like, no matter what the weather says, no matter what mankind says. We thank you that you are in total control, Heavenly Father. You is a promise keeper. You are still watching over your word to perform it in the lives of your people. We thank you for your promise that lets us know that no weapon formed against us shall prosper, and that every tongue that rises up against us in judgment thou shalt condemn. In Jesus' name, we thank you, Heavenly Father, that greater is he that is in us than he that is in Christ, that he that's in the world, and that through Jesus Christ we can do all things through him who strengthens us. And that's why we are so grateful to know that we can always look unto the hills from which cometh our help, for our help comes from you, from the Father of lights. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for being our everything. So we bless your name on tonight. We ask that you will move by your spirit on tomorrow, and every door that's going to be open in Jesus' name, and everywhere your word is going to go forth over the social media, however your word is going to be delivered on tomorrow through your men and women of God that you have anointed and appointed for such a time as this. Strengthen them. Use them through your word, Heavenly Father, that your word will be heard, that people will hear your word, and they will receive your word, and those that are not saved in Jesus' name will be able to open their own mouth, and after hearing the word and be saved in Jesus' name, backsliders will come back to the fold, and that those that are in the body of Christ will be built up, strengthened, and edified through your word, that you will continue to be glorified through your word. It's our prayer. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, once again, know that I love you. Know that God loves you even more. So until the next time, continue to be blessed of the Lord. Good night.